Boker Tov, world. Today's daf in Masechet Zvachim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is daf Mem Vav, and we're right at the top, almost. So yesterday we spent quite some time trying to figure out how we know that the concept of matiring, and that you're not chayev on anything a pigel, which doesn't have matirim, how do we know that that's not also true about notar and tuma? Fine, so we ended up learning out that all of the other inyanim are not dependent on davar sheyesh lo matirin. If it is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, once the matir is brought, so then obviously there's a din of achila betuma, but if not, it's not kosher to eat. But if there's no matirin, then ein achinami. Once it's kadosh bikli, you'd be chayiv on noser betuma. But then the Mishnah said that this halacha is not true about one particular thing, and that's chutz min hadam, which means that if someone eats dam of kachim, that was nosar, so the dam had been left over, or he eats it while he's tamei, even though, of course, the dam remains usar, and the isra of achilas dam is an isra karet, and therefore it's b'chayev achatas if you ate it b'shoget. But if it was not only dam, it was also noser, and it was also the besides being dam, it was tamei, and there's three separate isurim on it, there's not. You're only chayev on one, on the dam itself, because notar is not chal on dam, and pigel is not chal on dam. So where exactly do we know this from? Now, what we're about to do is a little sneaky. We're going to be bringing a limut from Me'ila. And it turns out that there's a three-way machlokas about why it is that there's another thing that dam does not have. And that is that if it's dam of Kodesh and you used it for chol, there's no din of Me'ila. So there in the Sechet Me'ila, we asked, how do we know that? And it ends up that we know it from three different diyukim in the pasuk. So what the Gemara is going to do, it's going to use those three diyukim to tell me, okay, so then that means there's three things that we're excluding dam from. Not only Me'ila that was brought there in Masechet Me'ila, which we didn't discuss here, but also Tamei V'Notar. So first, let's take a look at the din of Me'ila, because that's what it's referring to over here, where Ula is answering the Gemara in Me'ila, and he says, how do we know that dam is unique and that there's no chiyav of Me'ila on dam? Because it says, va'ani natati lachem, I gave you that blood, al ha-mizbeach lechaper al nafshotechem, ki adamu benefesh yechaper. So we're going to be medayik is that even though nefesh ha-basar batamu, ani natati lachem al ha-mizbeach lechaper. So what does that mean? Says Ula, look at that first word, ani natati lachem. Whenever the Torah says lachem, that means that it's yours and that it does not have a din. It is if it belongs to Kodesh, it's as if it's your own. And therefore, shalachem yehi, and if it's yours, then obviously there's no isur using it for something else, which means that there's no chiyuv of me'ila. Devei Rabbi Shmuel says, in the Braita, it learns it out from that posik, but not from that word, but rather anina tativ lachem, where Ula learns it out from, continues with the words, anina tativ lachem ala mizbeach lechaper. What does that mean? I gave this blood to you for one purpose, and that is to make life better for you and to give you a kapara. I didn't give it to you so you'd get into more trouble, you know, to have me'ila. So it's only kodesh insofar as being mechaper on you. But if it's not being used for kapara, then it's not going to be me'ila. For that, I didn't give it to kodesh to be used. Rabbi Yochanan says, actually, the real diak in the pasuk is from a couple words later. Ve'anina tativ lachem, that's A, that was Ula. Ala mizbeach lechaper, that's B, that's the Vei Rabbi Shmuel. And then it closes with, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. Well, wherever it says hu, remember, we've got that problem of keeping things in one existential way, which means the blood doesn't change. And if it doesn't change, who means it remains who, lifnei kapara ke la'achar kapara. Just as la'achar kapara, once something is used, it never is chayev in me'ila. Why is that? Because the Torah says mikodshei Hashem. Kodshei Hashem means those kodshim that are going to be going directly to Hashem. Once you've already put it on the Mizbeach, it's no longer Hashem has no interest in it. So it's no longer kodshei Hashem, and therefore it's excluded from me'ila. That's like a given. So if the Torah says who, and it tells me, yeah, well, in this case, even before the kapara, even if you haven't yet done zrika, as far as the din of me'ila is concerned, it is the same, which means that it's just like li'achar kapara ein bo me'ila, af lifnei kapara ein bo me'ila. Now, maybe just on this last piece, maybe we should say the other way, that who is the existential opposite. And it's coming to tell me that since initially, before I would have used it on the Mizbeach, it was chayev in kapara, it was chayev in me'ila, because it was going to be used for kodshei Hashem, so too, who tells me it doesn't change? And in this case, even li'achar kapara, it has the same din as lifnei kapara, which would yield the opposite result. Ma lifnei kapara yesh bo me'ila, af li'achar kapara yesh bo me'ila, in which case the pasuk would be saying exactly the opposite. No, that's not reasonable. There's nowhere in the whole Torah, ein lecha davar shenaaseit mitzvato u'mo'alin bo. Once you finish using something and it's no longer called kodshei Hashem, so then you cannot have me'ila. So what's even the havamina? There's no me'ila. What do you mean there's no such thing? You want me to give you a nice example of such a thing? Don't give me these artificial rules you're making up on the spot. What about Trumas HaDeshen? Is the Deshen on the Mizbeach, was that Naset Mitzvato? What would you say? It's a bunch of ashes, huh? There's a bunch of ashes. It's already been burnt up. And the carbon is complete. And yet the Torah says, let's make a big deal about picking up one shovel full of ashes and taking it down off of the Mizbeach and putting it next to the Kevesh where you come down. And then a miracle happens and it gets absorbed into the ground. And all of this is combined with a Isser of Me'ila, because it says, V'nichom shom, Eitzel HaMizbeach. You have to put it down next to the Mizbeach, and that's where it's got to stay, which means you can't use it for anything else. So don't try to tell me that there's no me'ila la'achar, that it's nasis mitzvasai. This is a perfect example. Sorry, Trumas HaDeshen. You're right. When I say that there's nothing that we find like that, it means that there's nothing that we can use as a model that's found like that. And that's true. Why can't I use Trumas HaDeshen as a model? Because we have two examples of that model, and wherever we have two examples of a model, we say, obviously, it's not a model. The whole point of a model is that you don't need two examples. If it's a model, then one example is enough to learn from. The very fact that it's two examples means that the Torah is telling me, don't use me as a model. And we have exactly those two cases, because Trumas HaDeshen goes also with another case, and that's the big day kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom HaKippurim. So we know that when he leaves the Beit HaMikdash, it says, v'hinicham sham, leave those clothes, the special big day lavan, leave them there. And that means, v'hinicham sham, that they're usher to be used ever again. Okay, so then that means that there's a me'ila on it, even though it's been used. There's another example of a dover shenaaseit mitzvato, and nonetheless, there's me'ila. V'chol shnei ktuvim ba'im ke'achad, ein melamdim. So wherever we have two models, we can't use them as the model. And therefore, the dam in this case must be who is coming to tell me who lifnei kapara ke la'achar kapara, and not who li'achar kapara ke lifnei kapara. Well, that sounds good, but remember that there's a machlokas about whether v'hinicham sham means that you're not allowed to use them again, Or does v'nicham sham mean that you can't use them for Yom Kippur, but they're perfectly usable for anything else? So if a Kohen Hediot, who normally wears Big Day Lavan, if he wants to take any of those Big Day Lavan and he wants to use them, that would be fine, which means that there is not an Isser of Me'ilah on them. So ha'nichal rabbanan who say v'nicham sham teaches me malamed shetu unim gniza, and that they have to be left there, which means they're also to be used. But what about according to Rabbi Dosa? Rabbi Dosa says, no, that's not what it means. It just means that they're mutarot for a kohen hediot. It just means don't use the same old clothes for next Yom Kippur. Get new ones. That's all that it means. So then it'll be vad shelo yishtamesh b'am liyom ha'kipurim acher. Mashenkin a kohen hediot, they're mutarot a kohen hediot. And therefore, what are you telling me? Obviously, there's only one model. So now why can't Dom be another example of exactly that? Aha. Ah, okay. I got another example. All right, so we could substitute this example for that example. And what's that? Egla Rufa. Our two examples of Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad is Negla Rufa on the one hand and Trumas Hadash, and still gives us the same two examples that we need to say Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdi, and that is Trumas Hadash and Egla Rufa are Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad V'chol Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad Ein Melamdi. How do we know by Egla Rufa? Well, you remember that whole drasha V'arfu Sham Et HaEgla. And shum means that's where you got to bury it. You're not allowed to make any further use of it. So it's clear that Egla Rufa is also usher afterwards Bahana. And that tells us the correct way to be Durish, this pasuk of Me'ilah. Remember, we still haven't even started talking about the question that we're looking for an answer for. And that is the question of how do I know that Dam, when you are going to be over on Achilas Dam, which is also Notar, also Tomei, there's no Chiev on the Korban for the Notar and Tomei. There's only a Chiev for the actual Dam itself. How do we know that? We haven't even started talking about that. Meanwhile, we're talking about Me'ilah and only Me'ilah. So, meanwhile, we're up to, why not learn out Me'ilah the other way? But the truth is, that before we even know that, we've got another question. We're being somech this whole thing is not learning it out because Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad, right? But what about according to the man the Omer who holds Shnei Ketuvim Abayim Ke'echad B'ach Melamdim? So on Yichal Laman the Omer Ein Melamdim. Laman the Omer Melamdim Ma'ika Lameimar answers the Gemara because in these two models, the Torah includes a miut to make it clear that Ein Melamdim. And what's that miut? In each one of them, by the Egla Rufa, it says Ha'arufa. Why do you have to say Ha'egla Ha'arufa? I mean, what we're talking about over here. So that means that this is a unique case. It is the special Egla, where we have this halacha, that it's Shom and that it's Osir Ba'ana'ah. And in there, in the other sugya of Trumas Hadeshen, it says Visamo. Doesn't say Visam Etzel HaMizbeach, but rather Visamo Etzel HaMizbeach. Samo means put it and only it. And that means don't try to learn out from here an equivalent halacha legabe dam that there would be a chiev of Me'ilah on dam. It would be wrong. Okay, so now we know that we've got three psukim. So we've got the first pasuk of Ula, which is the Lachem. And then we've got the second pasuk of the Tana Devei Rabbi Shmo, which is Lechaper. And then we've got the third pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan, which is Adam Hu Benefesh. So, what do we need all three psukim for? That's exactly what we've been fooling you with over here. So we pretended that we're looking for Me'ilah, but it turns out we've got three psukim. Why do I need three psukim? Tzlat Akroi Bedam Lomeli. So one pasuk indeed is to be memayit dam from Me'ilah. And one pasuk is to be memayit dam from a chiyav of chatas for nosa. And one is to tell me there's no chiyav chatas on dam, which is tame. Now that doesn't mean there's no chiyav chatas. There's still the chiyav chatas for achilas dam, obviously, which remains an iser koris. But it is only one Chiyuv Chatas. But wait a minute, what about Pigel? No, come on. Pigel doesn't need a Pasik, because Pigel is generally, Dam would be included in those things that don't have a Matir, because Dam is the Matir. The only reason we needed a special pasuk here is because we already learned out that Noser and Tomei doesn't need a matir. So therefore, we were saying, so then it would include Dam? No, Dam it doesn't include. Why? That's why we're looking for these psukim. So now we've got basically four exclusions that Dam does not participate in other Isurim. Dam doesn't participate in the Isur Pigo. Why? Doesn't have a matir. It is the matir. Dam is not chayev in a korban for Me'ila, because the Torah was memayedit, let's say, with Ula's drasha of the Ani Netativ Lachem. It's yours. And Dam is not chayev in Noser. Why? Well, maybe because it says in the Pasuk Lechaper, and not for being chayev anything else. I mean, we can obviously juggle these psukim, and it depends which one is our Iker Limud, but it's not Chayef for Tuma, because it's a Dam Hu. Pigel doesn't need a Pasik because of our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol sheyesh lo matirin, bein la Adam, bein la Mizbeach, chayavin alav mishum Pigel, which is another Gabi rule, even though it is a Mishnah. It's one of the kind of things that you want to review as you're reviewing all of Shas in 3 hours, just using Gavi rules. That book is going to be put out awfully soon. I think we're soon finishing this round of Shas Gavs. You better get it all checked, edited, and ready for typesetting. It's getting close. All right. Dam gufei matirhu. Okay, once we're talking about an interesting thing over here, three different psukim that we brought, we thought, for Me'ila, and it turns out that actually we're learning out three different things from them, Me'ila, Neiser, and not Pigel, but Tuma, that is, Dam is not included in those Isurin. It's another interesting point that Rabbi Yochanan pointed out, and that was the strange fact that if you put together everything that we've been talking about in these dinim, well, we just went through the Parsha and Emor. Oh my gosh, we've got so much discussion over there about the Shlomim. And it said over there, it started off with the V'yinazru mikachay v'nei Yisrael, and that was the idea of El HaKadoshim Esher Yagdishu b'nei Yisrael, which we learned out that is any Kodesh, anything which is B'Kodesh to me. And it says over there, that ish asher yikrav, and we learned out that yikrav means to eat, if you recall. Ela kodashim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael, any kodashim, tumato alav, v'nichrata nefesh ahi. Okay, that's one chorus, and that chorus in the parsha of Shlomim obviously includes Shlomim. I mean, it included everything, as we said over here. Okay, so we know that in a Shlomim. But the truth is that when we were learning Tzav, way before we got over here at the Emor, it said over there, V'anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach ha-shlamim asher la-Hashem, and this is our famous pasuk, V'tumato olav. Remember, we learned that tumato olav. We learned tumato. Remember, we had as Gzeira Shava, one of our very useful Gzeira Shavas over here. So, V'tumato olav, V'nichrata nefesh ha'im ha'meh. Now, we already know that. We know that from Kodashim asher akdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'nichrata nefesh ha'i. So, we already know that there's a din of kores when it comes to a tamei who eats b'tumas haguf. He eats from the korban shlomim. So what do we need that extra special pasuk in the parsha of Tzav that says, doesn't say all the kachm over there. It says, "Anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlomim asher lashem v'tumato alav." And why do I need a special pasuk singling out the shlomim? And then we had another pasuk. Remember, that was the pasuk that Rebbe used to prove that you could switch between Zohar and Nekeva, and it would still be referring to the Tumas Haguf and would not be referring to Tumas Basar. So we just got finished, like, analyzing all of those psukim. And that was the second pasuk, directly after the pasuk I just quoted, the Tumato Alav. And that's the next pasuk, v'nefesh ki tiga b'chol tamei b'tumat adam, o b'vei matameya, o b'chol sheketz tamei. And there too it says, v'achal mi b'sar zevach ha-shlomim. Again, it singles out the zevach ha-shlomim l'Hashem. And again it says, v'nichrata nefesh ha-yi. That means we've got three different psukim that seem to be telling us the same exact thing. Namely, that there's a chiyuv of karet on eating the shlomim. So how do you get that? Well, actually, achas liklal, the achas liprat. Now, when we say achas liklal, the achas liprat, it sounds like we're talking about the limud of klal, prat, uklal, right? That's what it sounds like, which is like right up there in the list of Rabbi Yishmael and the Sifri. Here are the Yud Gimel Midai Shatera Nidreshes Behem, right? That's what it sounds like, but it's not. Why is it not? Because as Tosis points out, these are a klal and a prat that are meruchakim zemizeh. They're very distant one from the other. They're not in the same area. What do we mean? Well, the klal, remember, is back in, I shouldn't say back, is forward in Emor, right? That's where it talks about all of the kachim. So that's the klal. And now the prat is before in Tzav, and that's not normally nidrash as a klal or prat because they're not next to each other at all. So it's, what is it referring to when it says achas leklal v'achas leprat? So it's very important to remember that there is another one of the Yud Gimel Midah Shatera Nidreshes Behem that talks about klal and a prat that is yotze min haklal. And that is one of the middle limudim of the Yud Gimel Midahs, which is davar hayatza min haklal lelamed. Lo lelamed al atzmo yatza, ela lelamed al haklal kulo yatza. This is a completely different type of limud. If we have a general din, such as the din that we have over here, the nature of the Isra of Achilas Betuma, it says, Asher Yagdishu LaHashem, anything at all that B'nai Yisrael will bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is included in this Isra, anything. Okay, so then if we're talking about anything, that certainly includes Shlomim, right? So what do I need to mention in another place? And that's what we're talking about, the specific Zevach HaShlamim. Why mention the Zevach HaShlamim? That is a dover that's teaching us something that is special to Shlamim. And the special rule that applies to such a case is where something was included in a general statement, and then you want to go ahead and teach me about one particular element of one din, that din is meant to go back and teach about the entire klal. Okay, that's what it's referring to when it says achas leprat, the achas leklal, which we'll explain. The achas dvarim she'enam ne'echolim. And then we don't need the third pasuk, is coming to tell me what we said before, that things that are not really food. What were the examples that we had in the Mishnah? Three things that were not food. Eitzim, that were brought on the Mizbeach, Levona, that's brought on the Mizbeach, and the Ketores, that's brought on the Mizbeach. So we said that those three things are excluded from what we thought all of those Yisurim should be Chal on them. We needed to know that even though in terms of the Achila of such things, they're not normally considered to be foodstuffs, and they're not normally considered to be Mekabel Tuma, remember that we had the din of Chibas HaKodesh is actually makshir them to be Mekabel Tuma. And the extra word, Koltar, the extra word of VeHaBasar, Koltar Yochal Basar, which came after the first VeHaBasar SheYigah B'chol Tamei, the extra VeHaBasar was there to tell me that even if it's not really Basar, but it's just a piece of wood, it's the same as Basar. And it would be Mekabel Tuma. Okay, now, the question is, doesn't tell me anything about the Isser of eating things that are not edible when you are Tamei, not when they are Tamei. VeHaBasar comes to tell me when they are Tamei. So I know that the Levona and the Keteres and the Eitzim and the Mizbeach, those things are usher to eat if they are Tameh. And that is not an Isser Karis, remember. That's an Isser Lab. How do I know that that's true also about your eating when you are Tameh? That I only know because Vabasar wasn't referring to that case. It was referring to when it was tummy, not when you are tummy. That I know from one of these three psukim, says Rabbi Yochanan. We have that extra third pasuk. Why do I need to know v'tumato alav v'nichrata yet again? That's to tell me that it even applies to these things that are inedible. Now, obviously, that's not true according to Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon said beferish in the Mishnah, Dvarim she'enam ne'echalim, ein chayavim alei mishum truma. So even though we were talking before about the etzim and the levina and the keteres, if you ate them when you are tamei, then you would not be chayav. At least that's how we're now understanding it. He just says mishum truma. It's not clear what mishum truma means. Is that mishum truma if it's tummy, or is it mishum tummy? If you're tummy, that we're going to discuss. But in any event, according to Rabbi Shimon, he obviously does not learn that third chorus to tell me that. So what does he use that third pasuk for? Latuyemai. Ah, that comes to tell me that if someone tummy eats from the chataot apnimiyot, he would still be chayiv. Because you might have thought, remember Rabbi Shimon's idiosyncratic shita, that kol she'eino ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon kishlomim, ein chayavim alev mishum pigul. He told me that the din is, when it comes to pigul, that it has to be similar to shlomim. And if it's not on the mizbeach ha-chitzon like shlomim, then there's no din of pigul. So you might have thought, so maybe that's true also, that you're not chayav mishum tuma. So sarkadai the chamina sin soil veoma Rabbi Shimon. Kol she'eino ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon kishlomim, ein chayavin alav mishum pigul. So also mishum tuma nami lo v'chayav. Therefore, maybe it's a general din that there's no such chiyav on any of those chiyuvei hadam. And because of that, you won't be chayav even on the achilas tuma of the levena. And we thought before, but over here, we compare it, the same din, to the chataot apnimiyot. Kamash malan, it's not true. The chataot apnimiyot, we have a special third chorus that's mentioned to tell me that chataot apnimiyot are chayev in Tuma. Okay, great. Now, the last words of the Mishnah, you'll notice the girsa here is different than the girsa we had in the Mishnah. If you take a look back at the Mishnah, you'll see that in the Shinui Nuscha'ot, it brings this story that instead of saying Rabbi Shimon, it says, Numi Rabbi Shimon, et shadarko le'achol. Right? That whole thing, only et shadarko le'achol. So Numi Rabbi Shimon is a different version of the Mishnah, in which what we're quoting is Rabbi Shimon, this was the story in the Braita. Rabbi Shimon was on his deathbed, and was only muttering, so to speak, which is the numi, about these halachas. And he said then that you're only chayev betuma on something that is roi to be eaten. But the etzim and the levena and the keteres, you would not be chayev. So that is what we were referring to a moment ago. Now, as I pointed out earlier, it's not really clear what we mean to be mechayev mishum tuma. Does it mean tuma saguf? Does it mean the tuma of the wood? Is it referring to malchus, the lav? Is it referring to the special chorus? It's really unclear. So it actually turns out to be a machlokas amoroim. Now we've got two very famous chavrusas, right? So let's say we've got Gavi and Gershio. We've got Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on one hand. And we've also got Rav Dani and, Rav Elazar and Rav Yossi and Rav Hanina on the other hand. Now, these guys are always chavrusas. In this case, one member of each one of those chavrusas joined up with another member of the other chavrusa to argue with their own counterparts and their chavrusa. So that's why we bring it this very curious way, that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish on the one hand, And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, on the other hand, one out of that pair and one out of the other pair, Chad Mihaizuz of a Chad Mihaizuz, argue. Unfortunately, it was so much fun, we forgot who said what. But anyway, but we do know that they split the chavrusas over here. And one said that the whole machlokas of the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon was talking about where the busser is tummy, but where the tuma is in the person who's eating these things that are not roy for achila, the etzim and the levona and the ktores, everybody is made that there's no chiv of malchus. Now, as Tosis points out, what do you mean everybody is made? But we just brought a pasuk. We said that the third mention of chorus was to tell me that you are chayev. Well, says Tosis, what that means is you're chayev chorus, but you're not chayev malchus. Okay. There are other approaches to the Gemara, but that's how Tosus insists we're supposed to understand it in light of Rabbi Yochanan's point that we've got a third pasuk. Okay, so let's take that as our approach. So they're arguing, therefore, only about the case, because in the case of Tumas Basar, we have that famous diak, Vehabasar. What's that extra vehabasar? Oh, that's coming to tell me even things that aren't really meat and aren't really roi l'achila, that nonetheless, you're going to be chayev on them, right? Okay, so we're not going to argue here to say nobody holds to that drasha. I mean, obviously, that drasha somebody holds of over here. So that machlokas, where the item itself is tummy, that could be where we have a machlokas. But when it comes to Tumas Haguf, we don't have any pasuk because Vahabasar wasn't referring to Tumat Haguf. Vahabasar was referring to the Tumah of the Basar. It looks like we have an Alon walking through the airport now. We hope that he's able to concentrate on the... Okay, you'll try to concentrate. This is, of course, I understand that you're going through the duty-free shops to find out all the proper schnapps and so. Yeah, it's all very nice, but, Marula, that would be great, yeah. Okay, wonderful. All right, anyway, have a great trip, and it's wonderful that you're able to tune in as you're boarding. Hopefully, you'll have enough time to finish. Okay, so, again, one of the chavrutzes holds that the machlokas is with Tumas Basar, but when it comes to Tumas Haguf, Divrei HaKol Eino Loka, because we don't have any pasuk for that, to tell me that there's a chi of malchus. And the other one said that actually the machlokas is exactly the same, whether we're talking about a tohar she'ochal as hatameh, or a tameh she'ochal as hatohar. And that even in such a case, and this would be based, of course, on the pasuk that we just had of Rabbi Yochanan, we would think, but actually, there's another reason that's given over here, because we're talking not about the karet, we're talking about the malchus. So what would be the svara? My taima, why would the Tanakhama say that even in a case where the goof is tame, the person is tame, but the basar, in this case the wood, and the Levena and the Keteres is Tahar. How do you see that a person would be also to eat those things Betumas Haguf? Well, it's only logical. It's reasonable. Because, look, the first Pasuk, we have that Pasuk, Vahabasar Asher Yiga B'chol Tamei Lo Yachel, right? That first Pasuk said, don't eat something that has touched Tuma. And then it repeats that word, vehabasar. So that vehabasar, we learned, if you recall, we learned that vehabasar, the extra vehabasar, is coming to tell me that even something that isn't really vehabasar, kol tahar yochal basar. Okay? That meant that there's a ribui for Tuma even on Eitzim, Levena, and Keteres. And the very next pasuk, which tells me the din of the person being tameh, it then says, it's as if it's a continuation of one from the other. It then says that v'tumato alav, which is, of course, referring to the opposite case, where the person is tummy. So the two are actually juxtaposed. And whatever is included in ve'habasar, kol tahor yochal basar, is therefore now contrasted to, if kol tahor yochal basar, which basar? Even the wood and even the keteris and levina. So then the next pasuk that talks about that the person, the tumato alav, is going to be chayev, would apply to the same things that the first pasuk set up. And the first pasuk set it up with the extra word v'habasar to include the etzim, levina, and keteris, right? So therefore, there is a full inclusion, even the gabi de din of the chiyav malchus, there's a full inclusion of the iser of a person who is tameh to eat even things that are not royal achila. That's why the rabbanon argue on Rabbi Shimon. So this shita, this latter shita, is much more chomer, right? In both cases, we're going to say that we argue, even on the case of the tumas haguf. And this is like a chiddush. So besides the third pasuk, which is b'chayev kores, we have the smichus of the pasuk of ve'habasar kol tahor yochal basar to the pasuk of v'tumato alav v'nichrata, and therefore both of them are included in the special halacha of chibas hakodesh is machshiran to be mekabel tuma and gives them a din of ochlin. By the way, I just want to point out to you wonderful people that since we're learning besechet machshirin, and the main halacha over here of Chibas HaKodesh is a din in Hechsher, that Chibas HaKodesh is Makshir. We see that we're taking this halacha out of the idea of Makshirin, and we're putting it into the question of whether they're considered to be the equivalent of being edible. What does one have to do with the other? You see from here a very important yesod in Makshirin. And that is that the din of machshirin is tied to the question of whether this is viewed as something that is ready for consumption by humans. Humans wash things off before they use them. And therefore, the idea of hechshel kabel tuma is really a concept of creating a din of oichlin, since before the hechshel, it's not viewed as being yet prepared for achilas adam. So because of that, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. So therefore, the same thing is true over here, legabe hegdash. If you're going to tell me that chibas hakodesh, it is so chashev, it's already considered to be on the level of a usage of adam to be mekabel tuma, then that's true even if it's a piece of wood, even if it's not even edible, it's ktores. It's also considered to be chashev in terms of hechsher, and therefore in terms of Kabbalah's tuma, and to the final extent that it's even considered to be an act of achila, despite the fact that it's not edible. It's marvelous to see the line of these halakhas, right? So now, once we know that there's a din of ve'habasar, so memela, it's also true that we're going to be karina be v'tumato alav. Okay, that is the way Rav Tavyumi said over the machlokas between the two chavrusas of the two different groups of chavrusas. But Rav Kahana says, no, it goes way beyond that. Actually, what happened was, is that one from the first chavrusa, the Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and one from the second Chavrusa, were talking about the Machlokas. They were only focusing on Rabbi Shimon, on the Seif of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon says that anything that's not Roy Lachila, you will not be Chayavan. So they wanted to know, okay, so how far does that go? So one of them said, the Machlokas, where does Rabbi Shimon disagree? He disagrees only in the case of Tumas Haguf. But he certainly agrees that if the basar, meaning the fake basar, the wood and the k'tores and the levina, is considered to be basar, well, that's a pasuk. Nobody disagreed with that pasuk of ve'habasar. So in this version, Rabbi Shimon for sure agrees with that din. And when it comes to the tuma of the Eitzim, he's made that you'd be chayev. When he said that you're not chayev, he was talking about the tumas haguf because there was no indication that your tumas haguf would be chayev for eating a non-edible. That's all. Whereas the other chavrusa that created this new mixed chavrusa, they say, Makim machloket bezo, kach machloket bezo, and there's a machlokas even in the case where he ate it while it was tame, which is really weird, because, I mean, what about the pasuk? What about vehabasar? Is vehabasar not real, according to Rabbi Shimon? Omar Rava, let me tell you something. This way of learning it, that actually Rabbi Shimon is going to say, kimachlokas bezu, kach machlokas bezu, and he would disagree. And he would say, even when it comes to the achila of the wood that's tame, he disagrees. I think that's more reasonable. Because in the opposite way of what we said before, would we say the tumato alav, v'nichrata, the second pasuk? No, because it has to be something that's edible. So if the next pasuk doesn't apply, then the previous pasuk that says v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tameh lo ye'achel is also not applying to non-edibles. What? What are you talking about? The previous pasuk had a beferish a word, the extra word v'habasar. What are you giving me this stuff? If anything, the given is that the Eitzim and the Keteris and the Levena are definitely Chayiv. It says Vahabasar. Now you're saying, no, that Vahabasar is not. Forget about Vahabasar. Let's just look at the Smichas. I mean, what happened to the Diuk? The Omamar Vahabasar, the Rabbi's Eitzim and Levena. It's one of our favorite drushes over here where you're throwing it out the window. What happened to that inclusion of the non-edibles? Yeah, that Vahabasar is, yes, it includes the din of the Tuma on the Levona on the Ketores, but where does it say anything about being Mechayev you for eating it? That's not what it's talking about over there. Vahabasar is to tell me Larabos Eitzim o Levona for what? That it's pasul. It doesn't nothing to do with eating those things. It means that those things that became tamei, even if they're not roi l'achila, they're shayach to becoming tamei, and it's a psul. A psul bi'alma. It doesn't mean that there's a chiyav, because in reality, it's all an esmachta bi'alma, Rashi learns, which is really a shock. So that all along, the iser that we've been talking about is really derabbanan. But Midiraisa, there is no din of Chibas HaKodesh, and the whole din of Chibas HaKodesh, according to Rashi, the way the Gemara is coming out, is only to tell me that it's Mekabel Tuma and would become Posel, but it means Midirabbanan, and the Diak and the Posek is an Esmachta, and therefore, obviously, it cannot be Mechayev Yumalkas, it can't be Mechayev Yon the Chorus, and so on. This is the way Rashi learns the Gemara. Others learn very much different, and that the idea of Vahabasar is just coming to tell me that it's possible b'diraisa, but it doesn't mean that there's a chiyav of Malkus on it. That's all. Anyway, okay, so now we've learned some pretty amazing dinim today. So I don't think we should go weiter because the L'shem Shisha Dvarim, we've got some easier dapim coming up, so we could easily make this up on the Mitzvah Shabbos daf. So let's just, again, we've learned about the fascinating machlokas here, both the machlokas Rishonim and the machlokas in the Gemara, about what the din is, Legabi Chibas HaKodesh. First of all, the machlokas Rishonim, is it considered to be a psul diraisa? Is Heksher of Chibas HaKodesh a diraisa or a derabbanan? We've learned that the machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim are, it's actually possible that it's across the board, and that it would mean that in no circumstances, both for Gabi Tumas Aguf and the Gabi Tumas Basar, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not included, or possibly they're only arguing about the Tumas Aguf because there is no Beferish Pasuk that tells us anything about Tumas Aguf being Chayev. At least not Malkus. We also learned out the fact that there are actually so many different things, four different halachas, in which dam is unique, and that is Me'ila, Noiser, Tuma, and Pigol, not necessarily for the same reason, but four different dinim in which the normal halachas of the Torah do not apply to dam, so that there's no din of a korban me'ila on someone who's moiled on dam or is erchel the dam. There's no korban for noiser, there's no korban for tuma, and there's no korban for pigul, all of which are chiyuvim, except for the me'ila, all of which are chiyuvim of koris. And the reason for pigul is that there's no matir. The reason for the other ones is that we have a special pasuk making it clear that dam is unique in these circumstances. When it comes to Pigel, it's of course the question of only a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. We also talked about the special limud of Dover Shahaya Bechlal V'yatzah Min HaKlal L'Lamed, Lo L'Lamed Al Atzmo Yatzah, El L'Lamed Al HaKlal Kulo Yatzah. And we use that to learn out dinim from Shlomim that will now apply to all over any type of Kachim.